Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
You guys stop swearing.
Yes.
I have children over here. Next time you swear, I'm going to call
the cops. Hold on a second.
We're live, pal.
I know. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Tell me, don't play the dumb shit with me.
You may be half the man that I am, but I have half the brain you do.
Sid.
Hey, I was in Delaware. Cut me some slack.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
So what's up, guys? How's it been? Long time up here, like 2 whole weeks.
I know. It's been quite a while since JT has been on Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcast Present Sport Wrestling Fan Radio.
Say that again.
Say that 3 times fast.
Yeah. Got to appease the sponsor gods.
I so wanted to be on last week. I so wanted to be here, actually, from Delaware last week. I so did, because we were in Delaware when fucking Showtime, and it was like my buddy had to ruin his phone, you know?
Yeah.
Stupid party animals.
I know how that goes, because I've gone swimming with my phone, so, you know.
Well, the funny thing was he had in our list of things to bring was, something to put your phone in to keep it from getting wet. And, you know, you go to Dick's and you buy these super ones that are supposed to keep your phone, you know, dry mm-hmm. for like $25. And he had one just like I had. And yeah, when I saw him get back to the condo and it was half full of water, I'm like, yeah, his phone's toast.
Yeah.
Speaking of toasted phones, I just got a new one because mine got smashed at work.
Yes, I heard about you smashing your phone at work.
Yeah. Concrete floors are unforgiving.
Yeah, usually are.
But I was due for an upgrade, and it worked out pretty good.
Cool.
Nice.
No, he's not here yet. He's on his way, but he'll be here.
On his way. He's on his way.
Oh man, so I just woke up. JT just woke up.
Well, I didn't just wake up. I've been running so ragged because I'd had I had a busy work week before my trip. Then my trip was pretty much no sleep. You know, all it was partying and, you know, classic JT and alcoholism and Bradisms. And then I get back and then it's been a busy ass fucking work week this week. And then I had a wedding to go to yesterday. So yeah.
Oh, fun.
I'm a little gassed right now. And like I say, I still have shit to do. I got to clean my house and fucking, I still got to run a couple errands because, you know, my brother likes to use everything around here and not tell me. So I need to use.
I know how that goes.
We were supposed to go to the scrapyard today to get a new headlight for my girlfriend's car because we hit a deer a couple of nights ago.
Oh, fun.
Right in the ass.
Great.
Yeah, it just like, we didn't see anything. The next thing you know, it was just a deer ass right in front of us. And the worst thing that happens, we smashed one of the headlights out.
Fun.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, at least it's just a headlight.
The deer's on the side of the road dead with part of its ass missing, though.
I actually did another voiceover that referenced Muhammad Hassan this week.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so. Ever since I went to lunch with you guys, we went to Raw, went to that house show, like, and you guys were talking about Muhammad Hassan. I've done like 4 or 5 voiceovers that referenced him.
Yes, Mark Capani.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Vice principal of a high school.
Yeah. So I watched Lucha Underground. I caught up.
Ooh, I did not.
I watched the first 2 episodes of this season. I didn't finish watching last season, but I caught the first 2 episodes of this season.
nice.
Yeah.
What is this Lucha Underground you talk about? I have no idea. Then again, I don't think I've even turned my TV on this week, so... Well, actually, no, in the morning to watch, check the weather, okay. But other than that, that's the only time I've had my TV on.
Yeah, I've had my TV on and tuned to, like, old Impact Wrestling.
Why?
Because it's nice to fall asleep to.
I used to do that watching old Nitros.
Yeah, that does it too. Especially in the pre-NWO days.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Those were so snooze fest.
Nitro was so terrible before the NWO came around. And it didn't get better, like, right away. It just started to slowly improve over time. And then
it... Think Luger's boring?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, Nitro was not as good as everybody thought it was back in the day. Raw holds up pretty well.
Yeah, I remember saying that. Like the first year between Raw and Nitro, the first very from, like, what, when did, was it, like, 95 to early 96?
Yeah.
Raw was actually a lot better than fucking Nitro ever was.
In 1995, Raw was terrible, but then they're like, oh, shit, we got competition. And then they, you know, Steve Austin happened to come along. So they really stepped up, and Nitro was like, well, what the fuck do we do now? And that's when the NWO started, and then wrestling seemed to be good.
Or so we thought.
I mean, if watching it back now, it's like, why was Nitro beating Raw every week?
Sorry, I had a sip of beer. Sorry, I'm having my first beer on air in, like, what, a year? Well, you know what it was, because they kept teasing you were going to get something, and so, you know, like when they'd have, like, you know, it end on a cliffhanger, you know, that's what they wanted you to. That's why they kept wanting you to come back. They kept trying to get you to come back, and you wanted to come back. You needed to know what happened on Nitro.
Basically, it was good marketing. That's why Nitro beat Raw in the ratings every week.
Yeah, that too.
And shot themselves in the foot because Mick Foley's gonna put butts in the seats.
That was the first of a few bad decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. David Arquette was perfect.
Oh, yeah. He was the greatest champion that WCW ever had.
When I interviewed Diamond Dallas Page, because Diamond Dallas Page was the champion going into that match.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was a tag team match. It was Diamond Dallas Page and David Arquette, and they were against, I think, Jeff Jarrett and Eric Bischoff or something like that. And whoever scored the winning pinfall won the title. Well, Arquette pinned Bischoff. So it's like... Technically, you know, Diamond Dallas Page lost the title to David Arquette. And I had said that in the interview, and he's like, bro, what do you mean I lost the title? How did I lose the title? I didn't get pinned. Like,
you got to remember, he also said to you, Joe, how did you prep for this interview and not watch the video on my fucking DDP yoga page?
Bro, it's got like 10 million views. memories.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like noise here.
Yeah, yeah.
Noise!
Hey, it's noise.
What's up, noise?
I'm good.
Greetings.
This is horribly unprofessional, but I do have food, so if I disappear, it's because I'm muted, because no one needs to hear a 300-pound man eat.
Why? You're hearing a 180-pound man drink. See, listen.
But what was... Why did the subject of the greatest champion ever, David Arquette, come up?
We were talking about why Nitro was beating Raw in the ratings every week.
Well, I do credit David Arquette for that, yes.
Well, yeah, well, come on. It also made huge numbers for Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, they sold like 3 extra tickets.
I love that movie, by the way. Sal Bandini, wanna wrestle?
It's like a Laura Moore movie fest. No one.
Not fake.
Foreign objects.
You got your finger in your butt. That's
what it is. WCW.
World's crappiest wrestling.
When the big boys play.
So Noyce just joined us. How we got on this subject was that I fall asleep watching old Impact. And JT used to fall asleep watching old Nitros.
No, that was me.
Oh, the coaster fell asleep watching old Nitros.
Well, me too. I did too. Yeah. Trust me. That shit was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This all started because I watched Lucha Underground this week.
Yeah, I mentioned what? What's this Lucha Underground? I've never heard of it.
I never finished season 3, so I've still not started 4 yet.
I didn't finish 3 either, but I'm like, ooh, season 4 is already on demand. Like, the 2 episodes that are out are already on demand, so I watched them. So I won't spoil it for you then.
Thanks.
Spoiler alert, they flippy floppy guy around.
It's true.
They flip, they flop, they flip, they flip, they flop, flip, 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 flop, flop, flop. The itchy and scratchy show.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah. So yeah. So I like on my trip, I like made out with like a 50-year-old woman.
Oh.
Are you bragging?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, JT hasn't gotten any in a little while, so, you know, JT's got to brag when he gets almost something.
1 year for every month it's been, eh?
Yeah. that's all I got. What, so you
just
tell
felt
you?
Like sharing that you'd made out with a 50-year-old?
Well, I started talking about my trip because I was going to intro with I was in Delaware again but of course my phone fucked up because, you know, it fucks up, clap, clap, clap. But I was just that was one of the things I did on my trip was, yeah, I ended up making out with a 50-year-old just for no reason. It was like, and it was one of those 2 a.m. hookup type deals. So it wasn't like, you know, it was someone I was trying to get, you know, talk to all night. It just kind of like happened. You know, it was like, in the way, like I said, I didn't get it in or anything. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, she's like drunk. She's like, you want to talk to my boobs? And I'm like, sure. And then, you know, one thing led to another, we were making out, and then her friend pulled her away. She's like, no, you're not hooking up with a random dude.
You know,
how did she know? Yeah, I was gonna say,
you're not hooking up with a random redhead.
I had to put my buddy Brad in a bear hug in between all the Bradisms that I posted on Facebook. I had to put him in a bear hug that one day because, you know, he made JT and Coaster look like we've never had beers on one of the days. Oh. You know, he was going from beer to gin to back and forth all day, and he was fucked up by. He was fucked up by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and when someone goes, it's not even noon yet at 12:45 in the afternoon. Yeah. So after we go day drinking, he's barely able to stand. So we're walking like 10 blocks back to our condo, and we go to cross the turnpike, and, you know, Coaster, you know what Erie Boulevard's like here, right?
Yeah.
And well, the boulevard in Ocean City, Maryland is twice the size of that and 3 times as busy. And he decides he's going to try and walk into it. Now, luckily, I'm 185 pounds and he's 125. So luckily, I put a bear hug on his ass and kept him from killing himself.
Somebody drove by yelling out, rest hold.
That was you?
Maybe.
You should have got a hold of me. We could have done secrets on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know. Sorry. Thought you guys cared more about me. I thought you guys wanted to hear about my trip.
We do. We're intently listening while I try to find news because nobody did it this week.
But I figured since I'm back, I was going to meme monster this shit since, you know.
Sure.
Two weeks ago, I had to wake your ass up while I was running errands getting myself ready for this trip because your ass had to sleep in.
Yeah, I forgot there was a show that day. I almost forgot today, too. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I got so much shit to do, but I just want to go back to bed. And then I got an email from, like, you know, just, like, oh, the show notes. Like, oh, yeah, that's today. I guess I'm setting my alarm for 1:30, you know?
Well, that was the same here. I'm like, I'm going grocery shop. I'm like, I just want to go home and sleep. I'm like, no. My house smells bad because the dishes haven't been done in weeks. You know, I got to clean. I got to vacuum my rugs, you know. I got to get, you know, I got to get this place into shape, you know. I'm just, I got it. I have, this is the only day I've had in over 2 weeks to do it. And It's pretty bad. It's like, I know what you mean. I just want to fucking sleep. I'm so burnt. I'm so burnt from just being running ragged. Like, say, especially going to a wedding last night was, hey, I had a great time. It was a great wedding. Come on, it was the first wedding I've ever been to where on the playlist was Ozzy, Anthrax, shit, what else? And Dio. They all had were on the wedding playlist. And during when they played Pour Some Sugar on Me, the groom actually ran around with a jar of sugar pouring sugar on everybody.
Oh, God.
He goes at the end and he goes, I've got sugar in my hair. Like, well, it's because you're pouring it on everybody.
Yeah, right?
But, you know, that's about it. I don't know. That's all I got. Sorry. We got welcome to a bridal party. It's not a bridal shower. It's a bachelorette party. That's right. I keep getting the two mixed up on Saturday while we were drinking and, you know, it was funny because we all had, because 90% of the groups of women down there are freaking all bachelorette parties. So, oh, this is where I wanted to go with that. So, this is what I know. Like, I'm not making fun of people, large women or fat people or anything, but let me tell you this much. If you're at your bachelorette party and you're a larger woman, and your bachelorette party lets you knowingly wear a bathing suit, a two-piece bathing suit where the bottom looks like you're wearing a fucking diaper, they're probably not your friends. Because there was literally a bride in the water, and her bathing suit bottom looked like she was wearing a diaper. And I'm like, that's wrong. I didn't go over and say anything, but I'm like, I wonder if these people are laughing behind her back. That is not the bathing suit she should be wearing. Well, that's all I got. I survived. My liver's still in healing. I'm still actually kind of in recovery. I don't think I really... Because when you pull a 24-hour straight day and then barely get sleep the next 2 days, you know, it still reels on you a week later. Right. So... No, that's all I got. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm still looking for news for the week. So.
Well, there's only two news stories we have to talk about: Vader dying and Vinnie Paul dying. That's all we need.
Oh yeah, we go. Well, no offense to the wrestling community that's probably listening to this show, but Vinnie Paul was the bigger death for, I'm sure, at least three of us.
Yeah. Well, of course, because you got to think, anybody who's ever listened to heavy music knows and likes Pantera. And the fact of the matter is, Pantera was like the band that unified every metalhead because everybody loved Pantera. It didn't matter what, you know, what side of the fence you were on with Metallica or, Cinderella or, you know, you liked heavy music. You liked fucking Pantera. Uh-huh. So you know, that was a big, you know, it was a big shock. I was like fucked up. I'm like, holy fuck, he died. I wake up in the morning, my whole news Facebook newsfeed is Vinnie Paul's dead. I'm like, what the hell?
I saw it like 10 minutes after it was posted and because people were sharing it. And I'm like, okay, let me, you know, let me, because people are sharing the Billboard article, I'm like, let me look into this more. And so, like, the only way, only source was the post on the Pantera Facebook page. There was nothing on, like, Hell Yeah's page. There was nothing on their, on Pantera's Twitter or anything else. And I'm like, I was a little skeptical, but at the same time, it's like, this is kind of a reputable source is the Pantera Facebook page. I was sitting here hoping that maybe they got hacked and it was a sick joke somebody was playing. And then, you know, slowly it started coming out elsewhere. Like, it was on the Pantera Twitter. It was on the Vinnie Paul Facebook page. Like, when it hit the Vinnie Paul Facebook page, that's when it's like, oh, okay. You know?
Shit just got real.
And then, like, Hell Yeah finally posted about it yesterday. It's like, wow. And, like, okay, now it's absolutely, like, now I'm convinced, you know? So, yeah, that was a, that was a sad, you know, thing to go through. But, you know, like everybody's saying, he's with Dime.
Yeah, he's with Dime. He's with Dime, jamming with Lemmy and fucking Dio and fucking Cliff and, you know, Randy Rhodes and, you know, they're doing their thing up there or down below or wherever the fuck they are.
And then, Vader passed away earlier in the week. I'm sure that's going to be all throughout the news that I'm going to find here as I'm scrolling through. And
let's see here. News is stupid, sexy Flanders.
Yeah.
Let's go look for, let's see. Search. Let's see. Search Twitter. MAVEN. Maven fan. Let's see what Maven fan news is. she hasn't tweeted anything since April 30th. So, like, anything of it's true anyway. But let's see here. NEWZZZZZ. Let's see. Okay, here's what I got when I typed NEWZZZZZ at Real News, at Soccer News, Darius Dean at Bad News, News Pitch at Pitchaya, and then Newman D. Let's see, which one of these should I pick? Let's see at Bad News. Let's see what at Bad News has to say. He's got 2 whole followers and following 3 people.
Ah.
Hasn't tweeted anything since 2010, so there's nothing. Okay, let's go to Real News. Let's see what. Let's see. And it's got an American flag, so you know they love Trump.
Ha.
Yep, criticizing Barack Obama. Retweeting Donald Trump. Picture of Hillary. With a tinfoil hat on. Huh. It's a spam page. It's like, hungry, get $5 off your first order on Uber Eats with my code. Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Giant dog spent her life alone in the landfill. She only wanted love. Link. Vietnamese girls try American barbecue in Vietnam. They put fish sauce on it. Oh, Marco Rubio retweet. Let's see what that is. We are America, which means no matter the legality of their entry, we must meet a higher standard in our treatment of vulnerable migrants, especially children. But we must also end the policies incentivizing adults to bring children on dangerous journeys to unlawfully enter the U.S. All right, that's all I can find.
Informative.
Yeah. I don't know. Did anybody watch wrestling this week?
I did, but I'm halfway through a chicken nugget. Give me a sec.
Chicken nuggets are bad. You shouldn't eat chicken nuggets.
I don't care. I don't like chickens anyway. But yeah, I did actually. The only thing I really remember enjoying is what happened with Ronda Rousey. With her getting a kayfabe 30-day suspension. That was pretty fun.
I mean,
she went completely insane, and I enjoyed every second of it.
I mean, if I was less than 30 days from having to be on Raw in Buffalo, I would get myself suspended for 30 days, too. Card subject to change.
Oh, was she advertised for a show near you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm That's pretty okay. sure.
We'll get,
pretty sure
it's Snickers in replacement.
Yeah, right.
But only one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was. She was on the ad that they showed at the house show we were at.
Nice.
IEW saying, "Fooled you."
Pretty much. I don't give a fuck. Like, as if like I'm going to go to a Raw show to fucking watch Ronda Rousey. Like, come on. Who fucking cares? Like, yeah, I watched that pay-per-view last week. That was shit.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
I just, like...
Takeover was pretty good, but Money in the Bank, not so much.
This is what I've hated the last couple of months about WWE pay-per-views, is there is one world title being defended, and it's not in the main event of the show. Like, they're going to lose AJ Styles like they lost CM Punk. You know, like, why is this guy not headlining the show when he's the world champion?
Because he doesn't make money, damn it! Because
he's Southern. That's why.
Because he was from TNA.
Yeah. You get the Southern guy, and a Japanese, they can't go on last. Nobody will stay. Put Roman Reigns out there.
God damn it. Just put them in the mid card and let them just kick each other in the dick.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's your Money in the Bank summary, folks. Put them in the mid card and kick them in the dick.
Yeah, Roman Reigns was there and there was dick kicking.
Oh, I'm just on Twitter right now and I'm reading a kayfabe news response to a tweet. And they're saying, their response is, "Are you suggesting that our journalism is not completely factual?"
I mean, they're the most reliable news source on the internet. I believe kayfabe news over everybody else. Except us. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on Board Wrestling Fan. Or should I say here on Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcast presents Board Wrestling Fan.
We're corporate.
Yay, sponsors.
Hail corporate.
Hail the almighty sponsors.
Well, if you were looking for news to talk about, when Big Cass was released.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that happened too. I saw that.
For a surprisingly large list of reasons, apparently.
Well, he is a large man.
Yeah. And you can't teach that.
No. I've tried learning how to be tall. It just doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, I mean, he was nothing without Enzo anyway, and Enzo became an annoying little shit, so it was like, once Enzo was gone, what's Big Cass left to do?
Won't be an annoying massive shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Who would have thought that the last one to still be around would be Carmella?
Not only still around, she's still the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yeah.
thanks to a returning James Ellsworth.
Oh, yeah, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about that last week on the show at all.
It's not like the crowd were chanting his name before he took his mask off.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Total I'm not sweat. Sure what Asuka's reaction was supposed to be. But she looked like she just saw her entrance gear just start getting up and moving around. Like ghosts were real.
That would have been a believable explanation. That would have been better than just, I don't know, she was just watching. We'll see, it went on way too long. God damn, she looked dumb.
It's like Asuka had never seen a wrestling match before in her entire life. Like, why is that person dressed like me? I'm going to stand here and stare at this person until...
Now, my explain. I know what happened. She can speak English, but she can't read it, so she had no idea Ellsworth was there. She didn't read the dirt sheets because they're in English. So she was genuinely surprised. The only one in the entire building, mind.
Like, as soon as it shows, it's like, oh shit, it's Ellsworth. Cool. And then Asuka's just standing there, like, what's this? what else did it do? Let's see. So, the Bludgeon Brothers defeated Gallows and Anderson. That was the pre-show. Daniel Bryan defeated Big Cass and chased him away. Bobby Lashley defeated Sami Zayn. Seth Rollins cheated to defeat Elias. Setting a good example there, Seth, is the babyface champion. Well, that's the other thing that happened on Raw. Seth Rollins isn't the Intercontinental Champion anymore. Dolph Ziggler is.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of unexpected.
Alexa Bliss won the Women's Money in the Bank match. We'll talk about her again in a second. Roman Reigns defeated Jinder Mahal, but he could not defeat the Chicago crowd. Carmella defeated Asuka. AJ Styles defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. Allegedly, the only reason that AJ went over in this match was because he was just announced for the 2K19 cover. Ronda Rousey defeated Nia Jax by disqualification. And then Alexa Bliss cashed in Money in the Bank and defeated Nia Jax. And Braun Strowman, for some strange reason, won Money in the Bank. Out of all those guys, the one guy who really couldn't, like, doesn't absolutely need, ends up winning it. But then Rusev is now the number one contender.
They're just really proud of that Monster in the Bank name.
Yeah, I guess. And Rusev is now the SmackDown number one contender for AJ Styles' title. He'll be challenging for the title at Extreme Rules, which happens to fall on Rusev Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That works out pretty well.
So, yeah, that was Money in the Bank, and then I don't remember... They had the Ronda Rousey angle, and the Rusev winning the number one contender. Dolph Ziggler winning the Intercontinental title.
I think that's pretty much it.
Pretty much. The Bo Dallas, the B team, dressed up as the leaders of worlds. That was good television. Especially Bo Dallas really looks like Bray Wyatt when he dresses up like him. You'd think they were related or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well then.
Anybody remember SmackDown at all?
There was that gauntlet match that Rusev won.
Aside from that.
Wow, Rusev wins a lot on Rusev Day.
Mm-hmm.
I learned which iconic was the attractive one, but I've already forgotten.
Peyton Royce is the attractive one.
Okay. I keep getting them mixed up, but like not their faces, because yeah, only one of them is attractive.
Yes.
Oh.
It's Peyton Royce.
My girlfriend says she disagrees.
Okay.
As far as I know, she's a straight woman, so I will not take her opinion.
Noice, do you know something about kosher that we don't know?
No. Well, but I can't confirm Peyton Royce is the attractive one.
My opinion, Peyton Royce is the attractive one. That's my opinion. I don't know if, you know, maybe other people disagree with me, but,
Don't ask me. I didn't do it.
From trolling, from scrolling through Reddit, I'm pretty sure that, my opinion is the, popular one.
but yeah, other than that, I don't really remember anything else.
Well then, more sponsors. The German Wrestling Federation, last year they published GWF 3 Count, Die Wrestling Serie, which is a free wrestling series, kind of like Lucha Underground, but in a way, not at all. After publishing an episode on YouTube, they also published the episodes to Amazon Prime, so you can actually check that out. At wearegwf.com/BWF, which links to 3 Count on Amazon Prime. They are trying to get user reviews, so go check out their videos. They're fully subtitled in English. It's a mixture of a TV series and wrestling matches. Free for Prime users. Season 2 starts August 29th on Prime and on YouTube on the GWF channel. Again, wearegwf.com/YouTube for their YouTube channel. It tells the story of the lives out of the ring, where the people involved have to deal with personal and professional losses and battle for respect and recognition. Aside from the competitiveness in multicultural Berlin, everybody has a different reason to step into the ring.
Two.
Anybody want to do their segments, or should we just go straight to news?
Well, I kind of did my segments, so I can do kayfabe news. I pump up, put some kayfabe news if you want.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, because I've got nothing.
Because my whole I was gonna talk about my trip, and then my whole JT Land was gonna be about Vinny, but I already said what I said about Vinny, so yeah. You know, so let's do some kayfabe. See, Drell, this is what happens when you miss a week. We don't have anything to talk about. Trump appoints Max Moon head of Space Force. Science confirms slapping thigh makes super kick more devastating. Randy Rana Rooney debuts on Impact Wrestling. WWE to replace Money in the Bank with more innovative Bitcoin in the blockchain. Selfish grandfather schedules 90th birthday party during NXT TakeOver. let's see. Trump adds hair versus hair stipulation to historic North Korea summit. Did you know John Cena's UFC record is nearly identical to CM Punk's? Strowman lands endorsement deal with manufacturer of prosthetic hands.
You know, I've just realized that I am better at UFC than CM Punk is. We have the same number of wins, but I don't have as many losses.
Yeah, me too. Cost-cutting WWE switches Money in the Bank to... No, wait. Cost-cutting WWE switches to Money in the Bank fanny pack. And I think that's it. Because I just went through for like a couple of weeks. Some of them... There's a couple Father's Day ones, but they kind of, it's not Father's Day anymore. So it's just, yeah, that's it. That's kayfabe news for this week.
All right. News. I'm not going through the whole thing. A friendly reminder, though, of some stupid shit you didn't care about in the first place. There's like Reddit posts up here I didn't read. Released? Oh, it's just me? Phew. I thought they released those Mexican kids from their cages. Hashtag MAGA2020, says Cass, according to Tyson Smith shoot name on Reddit. We'll come back to those in a second. Vader, we are very sad to report today that Leon White, a.k.a. Vader, has passed away. Via Twitter, his son reported that White has been suffering from clinical pneumonia for a month, and that on Monday, his heart finally gave out at 7:25 p.m. Our condolences, of course, to his friends and family, and, of course, the fans. And, of course, we send our condolences. Roman Reigns, on the other hand. Vader died? I don't keep up with that nerdy Star Wars shit, Oos. That from Blue Lantra on Reddit.
Ooh.
Speaking of Star Wars, did you guys know that there? I didn't realize Solo tanked at the box office, and I guess Disney's putting like all the not the main movies, but like the backstory ones, you know, the ones like Solo and Rogue One. They're not going to do anymore for a while because of it.
I heard that the Obi-Wan movie got canceled because Solo didn't do well, because apparently people were boycotting Solo because they thought like one of the other movies sucked. And now they're petitioning to have the other movie remade, even though it was just released like a year or two ago.
Last Jedi.
Yeah, well, the thing is, well, I didn't hate the Last Jedi anyway. I didn't hate Solo either. But the thing is, you know what? How about think about this? How about not putting them 6 months apart?
Sure.
You know, it made no. I was actually when I found out Solo was going to be out in May instead of December, I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, put it later in the year. It's that, you know. We're not even 6 months out from Last Jedi, and you got the next Star Wars. Kind of shooting yourself in the foot there. Now the Boba Fett movie is probably not going to get made.
And the thing is, like, you know, the movies like Solo aren't like part of this whole thing with like The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi and all that. So like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Sorry, not everything makes $80 billion, Disney. Sorry.
Right. The MSG date that ROH lost was the night before WrestleMania next year. Ring of Honor is very pissed because MSG actually told them they were looking for other wrestling promotions to run that weekend after WWE snubbed them and decided not to hold any events there even though WrestleMania 35 is in the market area, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. But apparently, it only took one phone call from a highly placed WWE official, not Vince McMahon, to have the ROH date pulled. ROH and MSG had already verbally agreed to a deal, even though nothing had been signed, so Sinclair, ROH's parent company, is considering legal action.
Fuck it, CM Punk beat them. So fucking go for it, ROH, you can do it.
Waste Gum on Reddit asks...
Punch your roster for a year.
Waste Gum on Reddit asks, which one of you assholes forgot to remind me about the Steiner Math promo's 10th anniversary?
So back to the MSG thing. Kind of everyone's at fault there. They really shouldn't have said anything before it was written down.
Right.
But at the same time, WWE technically committed a crime. Contact tampering is not a thing you're allowed to do. Then again, they've been doing that for years. So, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel bad for ROH.
My understanding is that AAA is going to run a show there. Just not WrestleMania weekend.
you know, like ROH, like, yes, we have a building where the lights all work. We can have lighting, proper lighting.
We can have more than 300 people.
No. 300 people are not going to show up.
I don't know. It was supposed to be WrestleMania weekend. You got to figure the New Japan guys are going to be there.
So like 500 people.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think. I think there's another place in MSG where you can have things. You can do stuff like that. I think that's where they're probably going to do, because they're going to have wrestle in MSG, but they're not putting 20,000 people on MSG. You know, and that's what, like, MSG can hold. But ROH isn't putting 20,000 people in that venue.
No, they're not. But, I mean, you know, Cody and the Young Bucks put 10,000 in the Sears Center in Chicago, so.
Like, I can see them put a couple thousand in there.
Sure.
You got to read the fine print. They would have the show at MSG, but it would be in the cafeteria.
Ha!
Yeah, well, I thought there was another like, it wasn't, isn't it like multi floors and it has like there's something else in there that they can.
You're thinking of the Manhattan Center.
Oh, okay.
And like the Hammerstein Ballroom. There is a like conference center that they, like, when WrestleMania 10 sold out, they showed it on pay per view in the conference center for more people to buy. Like, I don't know, something like that, but it's not like configured for wrestling, it's more configured for like movie theater kind of deal. So I have no idea. Yeah. WWE is hoping, get this, that Shawn Michaels will agree to be the special guest referee for their stadium show in Melbourne in October for possibly the final ever Undertaker versus Triple H match.
They listen to me. They're going to redo the whole thing.
Just need the cell. All we need is the cell. Oh my god, it's gonna happen. Just move for move.
Apparently, Velveteen Dream versus Prince Puma started out the same as Rock and Austin, which I didn't notice. Rock and Hogan,
yeah.
Which I didn't notice. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, there's precedent as well. They're doing this.
I didn't put it in my notes here, but Hulk Hogan actually tweeted that he wanted to be Velveteen Dream's manager.
And people lost their shit because Dream called him Terry. Called that man by his damn government name.
Yeah, Velveteen Dream came to the ring dressed up like in homage to Hulk Hogan. I think we were talking last week about the Prince Puma inspired ring gear, but coming to the ring, it was a combination of Hulk Hogan and Prince Puma. All right. That was our
sorry
break for this week.
Sorry. I bought this cool little thing. It's a mini Genesis. It's this mini handheld thing. It has like 85 Sega Genesis games on it. So I'm just turning it on. Sorry. The ultimate portable game player. Ultimate. And I'm playing the Pac-Man Tetris game.
Ah.
So sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't realize the sound was that loud.
That's okay. There's literally one sentence left in the news. So
I thought I was put on hold.
I'm like, who's playing music? Like,
I was just trying to place what it was.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to. I'm like, what song is this?
Sorry.
I just got Guns N' Roses, GNR Lies on vinyl yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Guns N' Roses collection is almost complete. I'm just, I still got to buy Use Your Illusion 2, and I'm waiting for the Spaghetti Incident, so that should be here by by August 1st, not October, August.
Well, you also got Live Era, you also got to get Live Era 87 and 93, too.
Did that come out on vinyl?
I don't know, but it's to complete your collection, that's what you got to have.
I figure if I just got the studio albums... Because those are the official
releases.
What's that?
Well, you figured wrong, didn't you?
According to JT, I did. No, you have to spend even more money. I've already spent $70 on two fucking vinyls.
You know, I gave up one time. One time I saw the original Pressing of Lies on vinyl at Soundgarden, which is our record store here.
Right.
And it was in the cheapy bin, and I just like, okay, I'll get it next time. And I went back next time, and it was gone.
You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked
up. Yeah.
No, like,
yeah.
Last week on the show, right after we went off the air, we were talking about this. I was bidding on it on eBay, and the auction was just about over. And I was like, I fucked up because I bid on it. And I shouldn't have bid on it when there was no bids. I should have just waited till the last minute and tried to get it. And of course, what happened? Somebody waited till the last minute and outbid me. And it ended up going for like $48. And I'm like, shit. All right, let me go see if I can find another copy for, you know, not $100. And so I started going through and I found one for $35, free shipping, buy it now. I'm like, well, shit. Okay. So I bought it then. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know, let me see if I can find the spaghetti incident for less than like $100. And I found a guy that had it for 20 plus 15 shipping. And so I didn't bid on it. I just put it in my watch list. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bid on this at the last possible second. And then I overslept. And like my girlfriend let me sleep in, and I was like, it was like the worst possible day for me to sleep in. And I woke up and I'm like, oh shit, I missed out on this auction, but it didn't sell. So I messaged the guy. I'm like, can I just buy this from you for $35? And he sends me a link to the relisted item that he had up for 20 plus 15 shipping. Buy it now. Well, shit. So yeah, I got two rare, like, out of print Guns N' Roses records for a total of $70. And that's just that's just filler content before I get to this final news item, which is bad news for Sami Zayn. He's already had surgery on one torn rotator cuff, and now he's getting surgery on the other. Apparently, that's going to keep him off WWE till 2019.
Yeah, people are even suggesting WrestleMania time.
Yeah.
So there's your number 13, the Royal Rumble confirmed.
I guess.
if he don't ask for his release.
You hate it when a guy goes down, but not this time. He's probably saved by going down now, so he can distance himself from that abortion of a storyline. Maybe by the time he comes back, people will have forgotten what he did before he got injured. It'll take years of therapy for me to do it, but you know, maybe everyone else will.
Yeah, that was... I give Sami Zayn all the credit in the world for doing his best to pull that off. But I mean, why the fuck did WWE sign Bobby Lashley back?
We love you, Bob. Well, Donald Trump's in office. That's why they want to bring him Donald Trump for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon loves big, sweaty men.
Yeah. I've never been a huge, like, they present him as, like, this huge star. Like, oh my God, Bobby Lashley's back. And I'm just like, I never liked the guy in the first place. Like, I didn't like him in Impact. I didn't like him in WWE. I don't like him now. Like, Jesus. Maybe make him a part-timer like Brock Lesnar and have him, like, win a belt and go away for, like, 6 months. And be better. But no, he's on Raw every week. Cutting promos. Because that's his strong suit. And then they had him cut a promo against Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah, it's... No.
Here's a good way to get Lashley over. People hate Roman, right?
Yeah,
And then they fucked it up because they had the top guys come out, the Revival. It's like, hey, yeah, the Revival. All right, we like those guys. Go Revival.
Yeah, but it did lead to one of Roman Reigns' only good moments of the past 10 years. Where he was mocking their voices, and that was kind of funny.
I don't know. I don't see the big deal about Lashley. Like, here's the thing. Like, I just glanced up, and I have this Mick Foley Unmatched Fury action figure, right? And, like, these did not sell well in general. So like, you could find them at all the discount stores. But the one that, like, couldn't even sell at the discount stores was the Bobby Lashley one. Like, I'm willing to bet that if I go to some discount stores, I might still be able to find the Bobby Lashley one. I'm willing to bet that is in a Big Lots somewhere. Of course, the other day I was at a Five Below, and Five Below is a discount store that sells things for $5 and under, and there was a Brian Knobbs Elite Mattel action figure. I shot a text to Adrian from Booker T's. I said, hey, man, I'm at Five Below, because he was the one that told me they had action figures at Five Below, so I happened to be there. I'm like, I'm at Five Below. There's a Brian Knobbs action figure, dude. Do you want it? And he's like, no, I don't want that.
Why would you not want that? I'd have totally bought that.
There was the Brian Knobbs one, there was a Kalisto one, and there was a Neville. All the Elite figures. Plus, they had all those WWE zombie figures, so you could tell what's not selling. Anyway. Jeez, that's everything. Mark, catch up on Lucha Underground so I can talk about it next week. I actually was like sitting around and I'm like, I wonder if Lucha Underground is on demand. And sure enough, it was. And like all of last season's up there now too. I'm like, where the fuck was this when I was trying to watch it? So, yeah. Anybody have anything they want to add?
Nope.
I'll take that as a no. Take that as a no from everybody else, too.
Yeah.
Well, then. I am at Think So Joe for at Random Redhead, at Mark underscore Noyce, at El Generico, at G of the Internet, at Book Junkie Jaina. We are at Board Wrestling Fiend, that's Board Wrestling Fan Without Vowels. You can listen to Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcasts presents Board Wrestling Fan Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, live on BoardWrestlingFan.com, or download us afterwards on iTunes, Google Play Music. BodySlam.net's got us right here on BoardWrestlingFan.com. You can download us anywhere podcasts are sold. We'll see you next week.